US Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with European leaders in Brussels to discuss an end to the war in Afghanistan. He was joined by Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin, who met with NATO counterparts to coordinate the US withdrawal, which is planned to begin in May and to be completed by September 11th. German and British officials have indicated they'll follow the US with their departure from Afghanistan. Iran's supreme leader has dismissed initial offers to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal as, quote, not worth looking at. Negotiations with world powers in Vienna were upended after a suspected Israeli attack on Iran's main nuclear facility at the weekend, with Tehran subsequently vowing to enrich uranium nearer to weapons grade. The comments by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei come ahead of the resumption of the Vienna talks later Thursday. Egypt has seized the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal last month. Egyptian authorities want more than $900 million in compensation from Germany's BSM, the manager of the Ever Given. The ship's insurer for third-party losses, UK P&I, says the claims for damages, well, they're largely unsupported. That nearly week-long blockage caused global supply chain disruptions, with log jams expected to continue at major ports in the coming weeks. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Bonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.